I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Dating and social media expert Alana Levinson joining us right now.
You know what? She's educated.
She writes a lot of really interesting things.
We have a smart person with us today.
And it's such a relief.
It's such a unique joy to have an intellect amongst.
It's really going to, I think, elevate our show.
It's going to step our pussies up.
Definitely. And I think at the end of this, I think we'll all feel a little bit more afraid.
Okay.
And probably smarter.
That's all I ever look. Alana, are you with us?
I'm here. I'm still reeling from being called a dating expert. I don't know if any of my ex-boyfriends would agree with that assessment.
Well, we have them all on the line.
Oh, God. It's that kind of a podcast.
But you seem to have your finger on the pulse of sort of like what life, the intricacies of life in dating and technology today, 2016. Is that definitely fair?
Yes, that's totally fair. I mean, I've tried it all for my work, for journalism, but also just as a person dating. That is very tapped into the internet and any of the latest tools that can help people find love. So
amazing. Because I think that's, you know, for people maybe of an older generation, sometimes a lot of that gets very confusing. And so maybe we'd like to break down some of the minutia, if you will.
Totally.
I'm trying to just sound smart now. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you have people, a lot of people talk about what it's like to start to date from the beginning. Like, oh, I tried this app. Oh, you know, I went on Bumble. And there's a lot of discussion and articles written on just like the beginnings of dating, right? But you mm-hmm. have some thoughts on like what it means to use technology and what it's like to be in it once you've sort of started dating.
Yeah, definitely. So I think the mainstream conversation always focuses on dating apps and just how you use the internet to meet people. But it really, it's not something that goes away once you start dating someone. It's the main way that you communicate. So that's something that I'm exploring in my work, is how technology kind of keeps us closer or keeps us apart long after you mutual match on Tinder.
And how does that look? Like, what's an example of that?
What's an example? So, yeah, you're using your phone to text sweet nothings and to sext, but also different social networks to broadcast your relationship, which I think is really interesting, how you let other people know you're in one, and then, you know, how you use it to mark milestones and anniversaries, and sort of how you leave this digital trail that can be both good and bad. I mean, it's exciting to share photos on social networks, but it's also, once you break up, really horrifying to realize that you could actually just review your entire relationship with another person.
Right. And everyone can see everything, and everyone has like feeling, people that you don't even have a connection with, but, or you have such a long distance connection with, have feelings about your breakup, which is so weird.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's bizarre. And also that it just, what your relationship looks like to the outside world can so often be so different from what it actually is.
That right. is the truth.
I mean, no one is like posting photos of like, this is me crying after this huge fight.
Right. And I think that's the biggest kind of downfall, really, of social media, and why we all feel bad when we scroll through Facebook, that everyone's lives look so perfect and so amazing when really we're all dealing with the same poops too.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just thinking of this couple that I know from a distance, and I happen to know that you know, they've only been married for a short time. The husband is back on drugs. They are probably getting divorced, you know, but what I
Deanna, this was private information I shared with you.
Oops. Doodle. But like what I see via the social media and from a distance, we're not close. I don't really even know this person, but they look like the most adorable couple.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing would indicate the shit show that's happening behind the scenes.
Nope. No.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think that's interesting. But also, I mean, so that's kind of the cynical take, right, is that the performance on social media is all fake. And I think there is an extent to which that's true and couples like that, but also research has shown that a lot of couples that do share on social media actually do, it isn't fake. It's like a very genuine performance, which I think is like going to be the next frontier of how we talk about this stuff, that it brings them closer together.
Right.
I think as long as the expectation isn't, oh, because this couple shared a photo, they're perfect, right?
Right.
I love the
concept of genuine performance. That's like huge.
And yeah,
I was going to say, it always feels like a circus to me, which that's similar. It's a performance.
Yeah. But I like I like that concept that it's genuine. It's not, people are, there's a look at me vibe that goes with whenever, even for, you know, I would say for myself, you know, when I post something in a relationship post, I want people to obviously see it.
Right.
That's why I'm posting.
And you want the validation. You want the likes.
Yeah, I always want comments. The likes. Yeah. You know, always want the likes.
Totally. And I think, I mean, there's a way in which that's superficial, but I also think, I mean, I take the more maybe cheesy and romantic view of like, that's sweet, you know? Maybe you just really love this person and you want to show the world, right? I think that urge is not new to technology at all. And if you see it through that lens, it becomes like less annoying.
Right. And there's people who can overdo it though, right?
Exactly. Oh, totally, totally.
Deanna.
Yeah, and that's the person though that like before the internet, all they would do is talk about their boyfriend, and you're like, okay, stop doing that, right?
That's true.
So I think finding the balance is key, but as we know, people can't really do that, you know, especially with the internet, it's very hard.
Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old balance trick is hard. Have you ever had someone like a guy you're dating? Are you a poster?
I'm a poster, yeah.
Has anyone ever been like, don't post?
Yes, yeah. So that's an interesting thing. Like, that's a whole relationship problem now that people have, which is fascinating to me. Like, some people like that. Some people don't like that. That's a whole conversation. Like, I'm sure now when people get married and have kids, they have conversations like, are we going to post photos of our kids on the internet?
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
And it's a compatibility thing.
Right.
So it's like a whole compatibility factor. So I dated someone who was really not into it, which is funny. I'm like, but I'm an oversharer on the internet. That's actually my job. maybe this is not the right match. But I think, you know, we kind of figured out a balance that made us both comfortable. But I was like thinking to myself, like, if we ever got married, like, would it be okay to post the photos on Facebook? Like, how far does this go? You know?
Yeah.
Right. I actually dated a guy who, not that I've never declared a relationship on Facebook, but right. I remember like just very specifically being like, you don't even want to like switch your thing to in a relationship. And he didn't. And it ended up being kind of like a very telling sign.
Right. Totally.
So it's interesting how you can kind of, you know, it's both ways, whether you want to post or not post, you know, it can be very telling about, you know, the person's intentions.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, is it just that's who they are and they're private, or do they not want to commit?
I mean, even if you're private, I feel like a person will if you say to them, don't you want to like switch your thing to in a relationship? They probably would.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like guys who don't want to wear a wedding ring. Right. It's like, well, yeah, that's a symbol to the world.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think that, you know, it's totally normal to not want someone to be like posting tons and tons of stuff. But if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't feel weird about the fact that like maybe there's a photo of you two, or maybe the like there's a trail that you're in a relationship. Like I it's hard for me to relate to that. And I do think in many cases it's probably indicative of like something else going on.
Right.
What do you think it means to be bad at social media in 2016? I don't know. Maybe you're dating someone, right? And you want to, you know, tag them in a photo on Snapchat, but you can see that they haven't seen it because you know if they've picked it up or not. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I don't know, I'm really bad at social media. Is that like, is that okay?
Can someone say that right now?
Right, like, is that acceptable?
I mean, my new thing is no. Maybe it's kind of extreme. Like, one story that really strikes me is guys who say, oh, I'm just bad at texting. I'm just bad at technology. Like, sorry, I don't get back to you. And it's like, well, but this is 2016. So being bad at texting is being bad at communicating. Mm-hmm. Like, you can no longer be like, oh, there's some, I can exploit this technology. Also, especially for me, it's like you're in your late 20s, 30s, like they're texting, you grew up texting.
Right.
So that I think is a problem. I mean, with social media, I think there are people who aren't as into it. And that's fine. Me and my friends always have a joke. It's like, oh, he viewed all my Snapchat stories. We're engaged now. because that's like so fun when you're like starting to date someone and you see that they're looking at your stories or they're liking your tweets or your selfies. Like that's an exciting way of like showing someone's interest. Mm-hmm. or showing interest in someone.
Yeah.
I do think though, there are people that like just don't do that. And that's probably not a lie. But, like, why wouldn't you, right? Like, if you know that this person you're dating, like, likes Instagram and, like, posts pictures of themselves, like, why wouldn't you want to like it and do that? It's like flirting.
Sure.
You know?
And so, it seems like, I know for myself, before, like, I met my husband and I was dating, I was doing weird dating. It was, like, a chunk of time I was doing, like, weird dating. And mm-hmm. I was putting way too much importance on like likes mm-hmm. and things like that on Instagram. I was like, it meant something to me that it really didn't mean in real life.
Right.
Totally.
So there's that too. Like real life, I think still is the thing that we need to like actual
communication face to face. Yeah.
So it feels like the thing you should put the most
effort into. But although how do you feel about the art of a phone call, an actual phone call?
Oh yeah. Do you get those?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I love that.
Nice.
I mean, Hotline Bling, Drake's song. I feel like phone calls are very in right now.
You're right. He's saying that there was a Hotline Bling. Like, the call actually came through. It wasn't just a text.
Yeah. I think people talk on the phone all the time.
Really?
And the booty call was a call.
It was a call.
Yeah, although booty calls are texts, I think.
Oh.
At this stage in the game, they are. But, like...
Right.
Is it just eggplant emoji, like flower emoji, orchid emoji?
I think it's more like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you doing? You know, have you heard of the you up meme kind of? Yeah.
What is that?
Just I don't think it's that blatant, but that's where it's like this whole thing where if you just text someone you up with a question mark, like at 3 a.m., that's like the booty
that's
call
the booty
signal.
Text, yeah.
I feel like I've done a couple you ups in my day.
Oh.
Exactly. Like, even if you're not using the term you up, everyone knows what that kind of thing is.
Yeah, no, I've definitely thrown a couple you ups out there.
You actually sent me one of those the other day.
Shh.
So we're going to take a little break. And then can you explain to us terminology, sex buddies, frexting, and a phantom ring syndrome. Maybe you can get into a little bit of that with us when we come back.
Also, I'm super curious about sliding into your DMs.
Oh, man. This is like my fate.
All right. So we'll be right back. OMFG! Do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? Well, Audible.com has the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go, at the gym, during your commute. Audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows phones. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books, so you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone. Audible.com also has the Great Listen Guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you chose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. And just for listeners, Audible.com is offering a 30-day trial membership. Go to Audible.com OMFG today to start your free trial today. Again, show your support for OMFG and get a free 30-day trial at Audible.com/OMFG.
OMFG.
Oh, we are back with Alana Levinson. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Alana!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, we're so excited. Okay, so let's just dive right in to Frexting.
What is it?
What the fuck is that?
It sounds very futuristic.
Yeah. So Frexting is women, although I think, you know, anyone can really Frext, sending each other sexy selfies as a way to, like, build confidence and sort of cheer each other on.
To your girlfriend?
To your girlfriends, either before you send them to a love interest.
You want them approved.
Or maybe you never do, and it's just like a fun activity.
Your boobs are out, and your back is arched, and you're going to send that to your friend and be like, how does this look?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different degrees for different people.
Okay.
maybe it's just like you and your bra, like, Some people, I think, would go full nude and be like,
"What?"
Like, I have a friend that sends me those, and
they're, stop.
She's like an exhibitionist. She thinks, you know, it's like funny, and also I'm just like, "You look so hot," you know.
That's not amazing. Sexual.
We are sitting here like in pure shock right now. By the way, like there is not a bit of me that would ever send a nude picture of myself that was not intended for the person I took it for.
Like, yeah, see, that's where this becomes really interesting. Like, in reporting a piece on this, you know, some women are like, I never trust another woman.
With, it's not even a, like, trust issue. I don't want them to see my bits.
Yeah, I mean, I would trust any of my friends with a nude way more than a dude that I was, like, dating.
Good.
The trust is there. I just don't know what they're supposed to do with it.
Right.
Well, they're just going to tell you, look. See, here's the thing. When you send it to a guy or a love interest, there's like expectations, right, of like what's going to happen next. I think when you send it to a friend, it's just like they're just going to compliment you, and that's,
well, let me ask a question. If you're sending a nude, in my mind they've already seen the goods, but are you saying you would send it before a sexual encounter?
Yeah, I mean, some people do. Totally. There are some people, and that's where we get to sex buddies, like where you're just sexting with people that you either like have never even hooked up with.
Wow.
That's the whole thing. Totally.
Done that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's actually like a completely kind of like, it can be a completely separate experience from even like sleeping with someone. It's just like sending them sexy pics and texting them.
I feel like it's so dangerous, though. I don't know what your experience with that is, but a sext buddy that you build up so much more than I feel like you can deliver on. At least I felt that for myself, that neither of us could deliver on what we built up via
that makes sense.
Sext.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a dangerous game for sure.
Like I did it once and the idea of it exhausts me. Like I feel like I would never want to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it can be, yeah, because then it's like there are all these expectations, and then what if you just hang out with them and you have like no chemistry at all?
Oh, my worst nightmare ever.
Then
he has all these nudes of you and he's probably jerking himself to him. You know, right? That's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, and you feel like he'll be angry that there was no chemistry and angry send those out to all his friends.
Oof.
I know. Although, have you heard of that happening in real life?
Emily has seen the one person I'm talking about. She saw his schwang.
Look, I have definitely.
No, I think women do it.
No, men. Sure. Men have shown me many a picture of a nude lady.
Yeah, we had a guest on who's young, and he said there was a whole folder on his computer that his friends would come swing through. Like he'd go to a friend's and swing through that folder on like when they're bored.
Oh yeah. How old was
23.
I mean, also it's just like, let's just send a message to the ladies. I feel like a little bit.
Keep your face out of it.
Yeah, keep your face out of it, but also maybe don't do it. I mean, and I'm not trying to sound really Grandma. Old right now, but like, it's not smart.
It's not smart.
Well, no. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
not.
But do you think that like, what would happen? Like, is your career going to be ruined? Like,
possibly.
At this point, everyone takes them. Like, I just don't think, I think that, like, I don't know what would happen.
Well, it depends what your career is. If you're right. an elementary school teacher, it could really affect
Definitely.
Your job. Right. You know, if you're in the
I gotta
CIA.
Be honest, in any career, it could affect your job.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think when you're younger, you're not even considering that. But, like, if I, you know, I don't know, if someone sent me, like, a bunch of weird nude pics of, like, a coworker, you're just not going to see them in the same light.
You can't unsee that.
Right.
I mean, Anthony Weiner, that
Hello.
Affected his shit.
Career ruined.
Yeah. I mean, I think two things. One, I try to not send anything that, like, I wouldn't feel, I mean, great, I would not feel comfortable with them being leaked to the public. But
so you're saying Beaver.
Is that where you draw the line?
I mean, that's where I draw. I mean, I'm not like the whole like I put my like the face in it thing. I think is like a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sexting with people that I think, and I get that this is a slippery slope, are going to like leak them somewhere. I don't know. It's like, of course, you can always be totally wrong.
Yes,
but I'm not even sure like what their motive would be in doing this. Like. I guess maybe they show them to friends, but it's like, okay, and what, and maybe you have heard stories of like someone, some like jilted ex, like sending a bunch of nudes to someone's coworker, but.
Well,
that's one in a million maybe of that happening.
I think you have a lot of faith in humanity, and for that, I love you.
Exactly.
Because you genuinely have like a positive outlook on all this stuff, and I think that's really important and really good. We're older than you, and we get nervous. We want to protect our girls.
I think what makes me queasy about it a little bit is, like, when guys have been like, oh, look at this fucking chick I'm banging, or look at this girl I'm hooking up with, and they want to show me the nudes, it's really about, you know, it's not about who you are as a lovely human being. They're just having it for your bod. And it's, like, it's very gross to me. You know, and I think it can just bring out not great aspects
so
of
people.
So
you're saying like you've had, because you've worked with dudes or whatever that you're friends with, and you guys have a really like fun relationship, and they feel comfortable to like show you something that they shouldn't really show you.
Yeah.
And so it's out there, and they're good, and they're
and
good
it happens
guys, and they're
all
good, yeah.
the time okay. that I'm seeing tits and beaver shots and I mean with faces all in them, you know, and then what if I go to interview my next assistant and it's this girl the next day? Do you know what I mean? Like you just never know, and it's not great. So if you are going to take them, I really do think don't put your face in it,
and maybe just frext it to your friend.
Yeah, see, this is where frexting comes in.
Yeah. Get your jollies off on your friend and let them.
Or you can have all your friends frext me, and I'll be like, here are some edits. Here are some things I think will protect you moving forward in your life.
A ton of decapitations will be happening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we are learning. We're learning that we are a little grandma on the topic, but for the good of.
But yet we've taken them and sent them. So
sure.
Right. What are you gonna do? Okay. Sliding into your DMs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's my favorite.
What does this
mean?
Okay. So sliding into your DMs is a meme, basically about Twitter, your direct message feature.
Uh huh.
And basically just what it means is like when a guy or someone is like romantically interested in you and they direct message you like, hey, you know,
hey.
It's like the next step, like they're trying to
you up.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe less blatantly sexual, more just like they're trying to like start a conversation, like a private one-on-one where they either become your friend or start dating you. And it's just this hilarious concept. I mean, for a long time, people on the internet, like, it was like, stop sliding into people's DMs. Like, it's creepy, it's gross, right? Mm-hmm. I actually am like, I would love it if, like, a nice person would slide into my DMs and be like, you want to go on a date, you know?
I'd slid into your DM.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And also, DM sliding can also be platonic. Like, I've made a lot of great female friends just by sliding into their DM.
I mean, legit slid into your DM, Alana.
Yeah,
I was like, can you follow me so I can slide in there?
Exactly.
I like openly asked to be slid into.
Yep. It's a good strategy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a smooth move. I feel like I would support any, like, if a guy was like, hey, I'm interested in someone, like, I feel like sliding into a DM is a really safe way to kind of just be like, I'm interested, but I'm not going crazy.
Totally.
Right. And it's based on the thing that I like about DM sliding, as long as it's not like creepy and harassment, is that like they know who you are, right? Like if they've been following you on Twitter, they know your sense of humor.
Right.
They know about things you do. So there's a lot more context than like matching with them on a dating app.
Speaking of which, what is your handle? Because you are hilarious on Twitter.
Thank you. It's just my name at Alana Levinson.
That's nice. How'd you score that? You know, your name isn't that unique.
I got it back in 2009.
That's right, girl. That's right. Yeah. No, you're really, everyone go check out Alana's. I mean, there's been, you know, BuzzFeed, Daily Dot, Bustle. These have all been places who have shouted you out for your Twitterness, because you're so funny.
Hopefully that gets me some DM slides.
Hey, slide right in. Look, you were easy. I slid in there in under 5 minutes.
Look, I mean, I think this conversation is showing that I'm just super positive and down.
I think that's about right.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You wrote something about there's people who get a social media, there's a job out there called social media coordinator, that you can hire someone for your wedding to social media coordinate, like the Insta. Can you just get into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the story idea originally came from the fact that I just have been like obsessed with people's wedding hashtags. Like, I love to look at the wedding hashtag of someone, like, I kind of knew in college and, like, see their, you know, bespoke wedding at a Hudson Valley farm. It's just a great pastime.
Right.
And so I started kind of investigating that. Yeah, and there's this company, Tweet the Bride, where you hire, I think they call them, like, social media artists. But they come, they go to your wedding, and they, like, live tweet it and take all the pics and upload to Instagram and help you find your wedding hashtag and all that stuff.
How does that make you feel on like a gut level?
Not great.
Okay. Great. There, we're all aligned on this one.
Yeah. Like I have nausea.
Yeah.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's excessive.
It is.
Like, let people do what they might. I mean, did you have a wedding hashtag?
I did, and it's my biggest regret.
Oh, word?
Because
really?
I picked the wrong one. I thought of the absolute perfect one the day after the wedding.
Okay, so what was, go ahead.
I think it was just like hashtag Foster Bing, our two last names. And the next day I was like, hello, hashtag put a Bing on it.
Oh, God, that's so good. Well, and now there are all these search engines that will help you. Like, you type in the two names,
gross.
And it'll give you all these options.
I bet you they wouldn't have come up with something
no,
that good, though.
No, I don't
Put
think
a bing on it is perfection. Well,
it really is.
I don't think anyone, I don't think my wedding inspired to a hashtag, which I'm looking inward at right now, but okay. I could have called it Chang Bang.
You could have.
That would have been good. No, Alana? Hashtag Chang Bang?
Wait, no, I'm just thinking about when was your wedding.
It was in November.
And no, there was, no, I don't believe you.
You might be right. Honestly, I think people posted a little bit, but I don't think that I had a hashtag.
Because what's happening now is even people who don't, like, have one that's overt, the friends will just come up with it. Like, you right. can't really escape the wedding hashtag now.
And I have so to, if you, sorry, I just have to say, I feel like former guest Leah Palmieri let you down because she would have been the one to have come up with a hashtag for your wedding.
You know what? You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And I really judge her for that. But I do feel like people did, they got into some more shared stream action.
Yeah, there was a lot of streaming.
There was more of a shared stream.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, like iPhone streaming.
Than it was public. Although I will go back and see if there was anything, but I don't know that there was much in terms of a hashy. I judge myself. I have no one else to blame.
I judge you
when
too.
When you go back and look, do you just look at professional photos?
I do.
And the stream.
And the stream.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can wrap things up with you explaining the syndrome called Phantom Ring.
Yes. So Phantom Ring Syndrome, or ringxiety, as it's also called, is when you kind of just hallucinate that your phone is ringing. So I think the scientist likened it to when you're walking around your apartment in the dark and you like kind of know that the couch is there, you know, from memory. And so you kind of avoid the couch. It's kind of like that. So, you know, you'll just, if you're ever waiting for a call, or maybe sometimes you're not, and you just swear that your phone is vibrating.
It happens to me all the time.
You're getting a text. Yeah. And then you look and you're not, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
And there's no one around you. You haven't heard it off of somebody else's phone. It's just like,
no,
you really
no.
thought that happened. That's so weird. But it has happened to me too.
Our brains are so fascinating and terrifying and useless all at the same time.
I know. And I wonder, was there an equivalent before cell phones of that? You know, like you would just be like hanging out in your house and you'd like think you heard the phone.
You'd be like walking down the street and you're like, that change rustled in my pocket.
You'd be at home and be like, was that just the mailman delivering my letters from lovers?
Exactly.
Really?
I have had that before. I think that is a similar thing.
I think you're Amish.
Oh.
Yeah, totally. But it's the worst feeling when you really want someone to text you.
I know.
And they're not. That's when it happens to me the most.
Are you in love right now? Anything brewing?
I am not. I am newly single.
Oh, are we good about that?
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling okay. You know, it's fun. It's like even nowadays, what's fun about becoming newly single is even if you haven't been with someone for that long, you're like, even if it's just a couple of months, there's like 5 new apps now that are available to you, which is exciting and daunting. Like
right.
I feel 80. I'm like, what are the kids using nowadays?
Even though you've been out of the game for like,
you were
4
single
months.
Like. Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? And it's like, no, but it's true. Like, there's this new one apparently called Raya, which is like for creative professionals or something.
Wait, isn't that the celebrity one?
Or maybe it's I don't know. You need to have like a certain amount of followers or something.
Wait,
that sounds horrible.
How do you spell it?
R-A-Y-A.
My friend is on that one.
I don't know.
She told me about it, and I was like, well, who are you swiping and seeing? She's like, it's a real who's who.
Really? It is?
Yes. Really?
Okay. Yeah. So get on there.
Okay.
Get on there, girl.
I was like, great. This is just what I need. Some like comedian / actor / it's like, oh God.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Can we just get one, a dating app with like nice guys, teachers or something?
Oh, that sounds real nice.
Maybe like a carpenter or like a boat worker, some maritime men.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
Totally.
That's what we get ourselves. We got some like men who work with their hands and are with the elements.
Yes.
That's fine. That's
really?
Better.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Rugged men are great.
How did you guys?
I had to import mine from Boston to Los Angeles, but yeah. It was worth it.
Emily's was fine import.
Actually, another theory that I have is that like you have to import if you live in New York. You need to get them from another state because the New York City men are so garbage.
I will recommend. So I was living in New York and dating my Boston man, and it actually wasn't bad. You know, it's a 4-hour drive. Yeah. It makes for a lovely weekend. There's great restaurants in Boston, so you're not suffering when you're leaving the city, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It really works out quite well.
How did you meet him?
We had mutual friends.
Oh, see, that's the way to go. I still believe that.
We met in real life face-to-face, our first meeting.
Yeah.
Just be on the lookout for people around you.
Totally. I mean, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually am yet, like, all the people I've dated have been from, like, real life, you know? Like, I use these apps, but it's never really worked for me.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But you know what I feel? I'm a big believer in like when you put the, even if you're, it doesn't work per se, you're putting that vibe out of like, I'm looking and I think that is for girls, they need to be in that kind of mode. I needed to be in that mode personally.
Definitely.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, Alana, this has been just a delight.
Thank you. I agree.
Is there, where can we find you? What do you have going on? What's happening?
You can find me on Twitter, at Alana Levinson. Snapchat, I've just recently got super into it. Big Lawn is my...
Big Lawn?
...handle there. Yes, B-I-G-L-A-N.
Oh.
Instagram, Next Levinson. I'm working on some longer pieces, so just stay tuned. But if you follow me on any of those channels, that's where you'll find
Exciting. And are you are an editor and writer for Medium, right?
I actually recently just left to go freelance.
Oh, okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah, but I most recently was there, and before that at Talking Points Memo, which is a political blog. So now I'm kind of striking out on my own, so stay tuned.
Ooh, we can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
it's been so fun.
We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, I want to just talk and be friends. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah,
done.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. O-M-F-G. Alana is a positive spirit in this daunting world of technology, and I like her attitude.
I do, too, and I'm glad that, you know, there's someone so smart behind the helm of what it means to be in the digital age.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's not bitter.
No.
I mean,
She's
hopeful. She feels like when people overshare with their selfies and usies that it's fun and positive. And you know what? I like that. I like that spirit.
Yeah, I do too. Because I don't share those sentiments necessarily.
Right.
But now next time when I see it, I'll take an Alana perspective and go, well, maybe this is fun.
Maybe they're having a nice time.
Maybe even though everything's falling apart inside, the beauty that they're showing us here on social media is fun.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Guys, check her out. Definitely follow her on Twitter. Like, that's a no-brainer.
I just did, by the way, and she's verified, so.
Okay. So we have a real
verified
star amongst. And, you know, I'm happy we heard about Frexting. Never heard that before.
No, me neither.
So disturbed. We had to grandma her a little bit just because it's our duty.
Look, I'm so scared.
We have to. It's
Where
our job.
Are all these nude selfies going, you know? Like,
right.
They're going to my eyeballs, and I don't know what to say about it.
I feel sad that I haven't seen more. Like, I feel like people are really showing you what they've got.
This is a theme in my life where people overshare with me.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, like strangers, but also friends where, I mean, maybe I do want to see the naked selfies.
Yeah.
But maybe I don't.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter getting them.
They're
no matter
showing
what.
Up. Yeah. So.
I'm jealous. I'm going to slide into some DMs later today and just, you know, take them out for a spin. And I'm gonna
take that for a whirl. That's right. I'm going to try and reach out to someone today.
Yeah.
Over a DM.
She, believe me, she took it so nice. She said, bam, bam, bam.
That's delightful. I don't even know. Do I get DMs?
Okay,
I don't think I get them.
Okay, so here's the thing with DMs. You do get them.
I don't think have any.
We're going to look at that in a second. Okay. But feel free to open up the app and we'll take a look. But you, okay, this is the thing. You have to be, see, you have tons. Those are DMs.
No, but these are from like 2014.
Okay, so you haven't had one in a while, but they are available to you. You have to be following each other.
Right.
Right?
But you sent her a message, will you follow me?
I mean,
and she got it.
I sent her just over the World Wide Web. I didn't Whoa. Specifically. I just sent it in my feed. I was like, okay, hey, girl.
That's so bold.
I don't care. Like, I love that's it. The good news is I don't care. So wow. I will hit anyone up anytime, anywhere. Like, that's the boldness of
Fantastic. Me. Maybe I just need to, like, pull my big girl panties up and, yeah. and start doing
I
it.
I don't give a... I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We are OMFG at
OMFG Pod.
And you guys, thanks for liking us on iTunes.
In life
and on iTunes. And we really appreciate that. Giving us a little shout in that like review section. Five stars, oh, please. But, you know, we really do appreciate that. And it means something to us.
Definitely. It means more than you would care to know. You'd probably feel sorry for us if you knew.
Right. But still do it and do it today. Don't wait. And we'd also like to give a shout out to our guest. this just in. This just in from at Darcy C.
Pal.
OMFG Pod.
Question. Who, what is Haim? Is that what it says? I know they are friends with T-Swift, so maybe Kira Morrison or other in-the-know youths can help.
Wow, Darcy. There was a lot of pulls in that. Like,
do you have this one?
No, I don't. I thought it was Corey.
No.
Corey Haim. No.
No.
Who's Haim?
They're a band. They're sisters, I believe.
Word?
From the Valley. Their music is fantastic.
Ooh.
And they're really cool. So,
So Darcy, we don't even have to go to a
I'm
youth
so sorry.
Like Kira Morrison. We can just go to Emily Foster.
I'm an other in the know youth, I'm pretty sure.
You're legit an other in the know
youth. Or I could be T-Swift. Out of this whole option that we have.
Are they part of her crew?
I guess so. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye. Cry, baby, cry.
Hi, I'm Sarah Thayer.
And I'm Susan Orlean. And nothing makes us happier than hearing what makes people cry.
On our show, Cry Babies, we talk to comedians, musicians, writers, and other awesome people about what makes them cry. And sometimes we cry too.
But it's the good kind of crying.
Yeah.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
Like when Drew Drogi told us why he loves Dead Poets Society.
When it came out, I loved English. I wanted to be an English teacher. I was obsessed with that whole world, and boys boarding school. I thought that just looked so amazing. Also, like Robert Sean Leonard was like an actor, and you know, and I just thought that was such a fabulous thing to be.
So listen to Cry Babies. Find us on Earwolf, Howl, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.